May I speak in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore. If I have to face anything, I am strong, I am invincible, I am woman. Those are the opening and closing lines from a poem read recently at a special service in Norwich Cathedral. And they are words that reflect what is often being called for from women in the 21st century: to be powerful, to stand up for their rights, to take the lead, to achieve, and not to let themselves be taken advantage of. Today, we are remembering two powerful women, Florence Nightingale and Edith Cavell. But neither of them was concerned with their own rights or in doing things in order to achieve their own ends. Their power was displayed through love, service, and sacrifice, attributes also displayed in the life of Christ, attributes which gave him power and authority, and which inspired Florence and Edith. It's not necessary today to go into great detail about the lives of these two women, because most of you will know more about them than I do. However, it will be helpful to remind ourselves of some of the outstanding features in both their lives. Let's look at Florence first, who was born in 1820 and named after the city of her birth. As she grew up, she was determined to become a nurse, even though her parents disapproved and saw this profession as being beneath her. As we all know, though, she went on to change the face of nursing and became famous for her work during the Crimean War in the 1850s and later for devoting herself to reforming healthcare for the rest of society. Besides her commitment to nursing, she also pressed for social reform and the expansion of female participation in the workforce, and she was a skilled analyst and writer. From quotations attributed to her, she wasn't a person to suffer fools gladly, saying such things as, "I attribute my success to this. I never gave or took any excuse." When we turn to Edith Cavell, she was born in 1865 in the small Norfolk village of Swarston, rather a contrast to the city of Florence. The daughter of a vicar, Edith was a Sunday school teacher and a governess, and she became a nurse after nursing her own father through a serious illness. She trained in London, working in various hospitals, before moving to Belgium, where she accepted an invitation to launch professional nurse training in Brussels, taking Florence Nightingale as her role model. By 1914, she had trained 300 staff, and at the outbreak of the war, she committed herself to serving the troops there, saying to her nurses, "Any wounded soldier must be treated, friend or foe. Each man is a father, husband, or son. As nurses, you must take no part in the quarrel. Our work is for humanity. The profession of nursing knows no frontiers." And she soon became aware of the plight of British and French soldiers cut off by the rapid German advance. And so she began to offer help to wounded British soldiers by hiding them in her basement and nursing them herself. She then handed them over to the Belgian guides to take them to neutral Holland and so back to their regiments. And it was this activity, of course, which led to her arrest and trial, her imprisonment and execution. She said of her activities, "The Germans may call it a crime if they like. It is a crime of which I am proud, for I am sure that the Christ whom I serve would not have left those men to perish at the hands of their merciless foes." And it was her faith in Christ which inspired all her actions and which upheld her during her time of solitary confinement in prison, where the writings of Thomas à Kempis became her companion. In her copy of his book, The Imitation of Christ, she had marked the following passage, dating it the 11th of October, the eve of her execution. "I am racked with grief of heart. I am burdened with sins. I am troubled with temptations. I am entangled and oppressed with many evil passions, and there is none to help me, none to deliver and save me, but thou, O Lord God, my Saviour, to whom I commit myself and all that is mine, that thou mayest keep watch over me and bring me safe to life everlasting." Edith Cavell, like Florence Nightingale, was a remarkable woman, but she was also a very humble one, and she would have been astounded by the thought of the elaborate arrangements made for her funeral here in Westminster Abbey at exactly this time 100 years ago today, by the fact that so many human and financial resources were committed to bringing her body from Belgium back to England, by the fact that thousands of people turned out to line the route as her coffin made its journey, first by train and then by gun carriage through the streets of London, by the fact that she was honoured as a hero and martyr by the nation. She would be even more astounded by the fact that 100 years on, the Abbey is once again packed with people remembering her alongside her hero, Florence Nightingale. These women are, of course, an inspiration to those who have chosen the path of a nursing career today. But in our self-centered, self-obsessed world, they have so much to say to all of us about love, service, and sacrifice. These are the things which shaped their lives through their discipleship of Christ, who himself said, "I came not to be served, but to serve and to give up my life as a ransom for many." Today, as we gather in this abbey at the heart of our nation, we celebrate the lives of Florence Nightingale and Edith Cavell and call to mind not only their remarkable deeds, but also some of their profound messages. From Florence, "Were there none who were discontented with what they have, the world would never reach anything better." And from Edith, "Patriotism is not enough. I must have no hatred or bitterness for anyone." We acknowledge that our world was made a better place for what they said and did. So let us all follow their example of love, service, and sacrifice, and so play our part in making our nation and our world a better place today. Amen.